Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
The Wrong Question. Luke 22, 24 to 30. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Growing up, we all seem to go through similar stages. Infants are totally dependent. Some cry more than others, but all need their everyday needs met by someone else. The terrible twos, a time when a toddler is trying out their counter will. You say go, they say no. You say don't touch, they just want to experience the reason they are not supposed to touch. Then there is the why stage. Everything is why, from please wash your hands, why, to why is the sky blue? Why is water wet? Why is snow cold? At some point, we end up asking questions about our own existence. Why am I here? Do I matter? How do I become great? The disciples are with Jesus as he is in his final hours before going to the cross. And for some reason, this seems to be a good time to discuss who will be greatest. For one thing, these guys are clearly oblivious to the reality of the moment. It is all seeming to just go right over their heads at this point. But Jesus seems to patiently let the question be asked, then reframes it through a totally different lens. I think as if to say, you're not even asking the right question. It can be very natural to our sin-tainted human nature to work hard at positioning ourselves in places of importance or privilege. Who doesn't want a certain recognition or the kind of position that grants certain privileges? But Jesus reframes it around the question of what kingdom are you serving? There is a saying that I like: authority flows to the one who takes responsibility. Before Jesus left the earth, in the Great Commission, he states that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Why? Because he took the ultimate responsibility for his creation, and he served by laying down his life to redeem his creation from the ravages of sin. Jesus embodied this principle of taking responsibility throughout his life and ministry in so many ways, and even in the last few hours before his crucifixion, he even washed his disciples' feet. So I think there is a bit of a paradox in play. Two sides of the same coin that help us to see how the disciples were asking the wrong question, but how important it is for us to reframe the issue around the kingdom of God. Jesus led by serving. He states it explicitly, but he states it because he embodies it completely, even to the point of him being the one sacrifice necessary to pay the penalty of sin that I could never pay. But Jesus also served by leading. He didn't become a doormat, just being walked all over. He didn't back down from what God intended to accomplish through his life. He confronted wrong by flipping tables over and driving corruption out of the temple. He served by leading to the point of being a political martyr. From a human standpoint, Jesus was executed for opposing the established authorities who had taken their authority and assumed it was for them and the building of their own kingdom, or at least for positioning themselves most advantageously for their own purposes. We all are called to different roles in this world, but we all have the opportunity each day to lead by serving and serve by leading. Let's take up the responsibilities that God puts before us and let him position us for his purposes to build his kingdom on earth. Dear Lord, thank you for setting the ultimate example for us to see what true humanity is to look like. Thank you for leading by serving and serving by leading. Help me this day to gladly take on the responsibilities you put before me and trust that you are building your kingdom through me. I long to see your kingdom expand and for you to get the glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.